I would like to speak about public service broadcasting in Ukraine, and it's very important questions about benefits for Ukrainians from public service broadcasting in our current situation. And I decided to concentrate on the issue of freedom of speech and benefits for our society from public service broadcasting in current situation. I would like to speak about public service broadcasting worldwide at the beginning, then I will continue with Ukrainian situation, and then I would like to discuss some issue of freedom of speech, and then probably we can look together for some solutions in current situation. So, if we speak about public service broadcasting worldwide, it's not really very beneficial environment at this moment. There are different situation in many countries, and public service broadcasting is in competition with state broadcasting, as for example Ukrainian situation or Russian situation show, or with commercial broadcasting. And what is really important about public service broadcasting, it still remains citizens oriented, and it represents diversity of society and access. And this is really important for Ukraine, because access to television in Ukraine from opposition, from non-governmental organization, it's very complicated. And in many cases, people supposed to pay just to present their absolutely non-commercial point of view. And at the moment, we observe different kinds of crises in public service broadcasting. For example, some scientists speak about death of public service broadcasting in the United States, or legitimization crisis in Canada, and also some problems exist in the United Kingdom. So at this moment, many scientists worldwide don't really understand why Ukraine is going against this stream and creating public service broadcasting. Well, maybe this is our special Ukrainian way, and we will see how we can benefit from it. At the same time, public service broadcasting remains to be a niche market, and for Ukraine it could be really new development. How we already know, commercial broadcasting dominates over public service broadcasting worldwide, and Ukraine will be not exception from this case. So, if we look at factors that are influencing public service broadcasting emergency, this is very important to remember about institutional capacity, about attitude of politicians, and especially in Ukrainian case, we see that point of view and position of president is very important in this moment. We would like to remember about attitudes and readiness of the society for this issue, and position and active support of journalists. It's very important in Ukrainian case as well, because as our case show, not all journalists, especially at national TV channel 1, are really supporting public service broadcasting. And we would like also reminds about pushing political events like Orange Revolution and other positive experience, for example, internet public media. So, I already saw program of previous conference in Ukraine, and you all know that many issues about Orange Revolution discussion around this issue were discussed before. So, I don't like to remind everything, I just to collect some important points of view. Actually, ex-president Yushchenko was supporting public service broadcasting at the time of elections and Orange Revolution, because at that moment it was very important for him to get support for his person in many ways, and this issue was, of course, very important. After Orange Revolution, he quickly changed his mind, and then he spoke about journalists as partners and about new state that needs new state-owned media. And international organization at that point, already in 2005, criticized Yushchenko for such approach because it's completely different what he promised before. And I don't really like to say it was bad or good for Ukraine, but still Yushchenko was unable to accept media independence, especially after numbers of scandals with him, with his son and other situations that got very strong media coverage, not necessarily profitable for our ex-president. And editor of the online media Ukrainskaya Pravda already criticized Yushchenko in 2005 for the same point of view, because at that moment was clear that we don't really have a lot of development in public service broadcasting. And Yushchenko moved to the opinion that PSB should start in Ukraine in 2009, exactly the time of new elections, so it was clear it will be not start before or around elections, because it's not really good time for this. And this is very long discussion about freedom of speech issue in Ukraine, and I just remember few important things from year 2002. Our parliament already called television a condom for reality. And in this case, to start to do something with Ukrainian television is not really extremely beneficial. And in year right now, we also observe very difficult situation with Ukrainian television, mostly with all leading channels like One and One, STB, Channel 5, TVI and others, because they were affected in the first line by censorship that is somehow provided by our oligarchs, media owners or state in different ways. And at the moment we have very complicated situation in Ukraine. For example, our former president Yushchenko stated that most beneficial situation from Orange Revolution was freedom of speech, and journalists benefited a lot because no one was killed during his presidency. Well, I don't know if it's good or bad argument, but still it's right. At the moment, after a change of our power, we observe that journalists are missing again. And this is a huge problem and point of critics. One more serious problem is intervention of Ukrainian security service, and some journalists, especially German journalist Konrad Schuller from Frankfurt Allgemeine Zeitung, already asked President Yushchenko during his visit to Germany to explain situation with freelance working for FAZ in Kiev, because they got some attention from Ukrainian security service. And later other organization like head of Institute of Mass Communication Sumar reported that Ukrainian security service followed her steps and questioned some people around her already. And there are many cases of the Ukrainian security service activities at the moment. Actually, it's just nothing new. In 2000, the year journalist Gungadze was killed, Ukrainian security service created some kind of department to work with journalists, but it was not press office, but mostly just to follow activities of journalists, especially who is working with foreign mass media. And we see that almost the same probably people are working again with cases like Konrad Schuller explains. We observe even more cases about journalists. Our members of parliament are shooting journalists for different comments. And in this case, Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe complain about situation we have in our country. There are some kind of statistics. As you know, it's always questionable what kind of statistics we have in Ukraine, but still I believe we can observe that more and more Ukrainians are concerned about freedom of speech in last months. Surprisingly, our government and parliament are really strong discussing this issue under influence of international organization. After international organization started to discuss freedom of press in Ukraine, our parliament proposing new law about criminal responsibility for censorship in mass media. It's very interesting because it doesn't mean we don't have censorship after this new law, just this proposal for another world, just to show for international organization that our parliament is working on this issue. And it will be interesting to see the final document of this law, because it's already in parliament, and maybe it will be working. But at this time, actually, I guess even today, our parliament supposed to review a law about access to information. The journalists supposed even send requests by mail and other issue. And many experts say it changed nothing. Probably our parliament will even welcome this new law, because some Ukrainian officials are really need good signals for international organizations that something's changing in Ukraine. And a new law is always good way to show that we expect some changes. But at the same time, we have very complicated implementation cases of the law in Ukraine. So if we have good law, it doesn't mean it will be applied in many cases. So, very good questions. Why public service broadcasting is coming right now? Our president, sorry, not ex-president, it's current president. I don't know. Strange case. No. I just changed it automatically something for ex-president Yushchenko, and then system understand everywhere. So our president Viktor Yanukovych said very clearly about our PSB in Ukraine. Please pay attention to key words. From election to election, many politicians raised, and I am doing it. Actually, some time ago I spoke with one Tibetan Lama, and I was impressed by his lessons about motivation. And here we see motivation for our president to introduce public service broadcasting. It's not about freedom of press. It's not about democracy in Ukraine. It's just about elections, politicians, and promises. So at this moment we observe that a new government, a new president are doing all the same that is just in opposite to previous president and government. So if Yushchenko cannot introduce a PSB in Ukraine, actually Yanukovych must do it. And if, for example, we have very comic situation about some standards for in Ukraine. If something was bad before, we should change it right now. And in this case, new motivation of our president just to introduce public service broadcasting and show for international organization we are doing progress, and also show before regional elections that president is doing also something good. My colleague already spoke about concept of creation and work of the National Public Broadcasting Company of Ukraine. You can access already this information online on the official website of our president. And it looks very nice. It should be non-profit, plurality of opinion and tolerance and transparent and openness, but already Diana Dutsik spoke about Arfush, who clearly said about position at this national television. It should be pro-governmental. And in this case, I really doubt how they should avoid control and pressure. And this law proposing that National Television Company of Ukraine will be transferred to this public service broadcasting, and National Radio Company will also transfer all structures to public service broadcasting. And we expect that it will be financed by the state. But at this moment, we need to remind about attitudes of our politicians. During elections, they say, I built new infrastructure for you. I built for you new factory. In fact, politician doesn't provide his or her personal money. It's just budget money. But if something is provided from budget, politician understand it's like my own money that I give you. And in this case, everything that is coming from budget, it will be really distributed in similar way. So I am also surprised about other financial sources not prohibited by the legislation. It means everything, actually. It's absolutely not clear. One more issue is about representation in the council. We observe public organization which unite not less than 100 people. It's very complicated because in Ukraine we have at least 2,000 NGOs, and it's very easy to organize 100 people. And we also have so-called NGO and governmental NGO. NGO supported by the state. So in this case, veterans of the Great Patriotic War can present probably large structure in Ukraine because they exist everywhere. Or somebody other's organization. In this case, this council will be not really representative. You can provide 2,000 representatives in council. So at least 100 or 20 people should work together, otherwise it will be not possible to work. And one more question is about representation of civic movement. For example, civic movement stopped censorship, started to discuss issue about membership. And they were immediately denied access to this establishment. One more issue is about journalists and staff working at public service broadcasting. At this moment, they deny this process and they don't really want to change anything, especially because many journalists and employees at National Television Company and Radio Company have status of almost state official. They receive different kind of benefits, for example, housing, health benefits, retirement benefits, and our state is observing how they can change situation, and it's expected that 2 years will be transfer period. But in this case, people will lose benefits, and I don't know how journalists who are state servants will be impartial at the new establishment public service broadcasting in Ukraine. It's a very complicated case. This is very, very large group of people. You see numbers, and it's very difficult to change anything in this case. So employees of both radio and TV companies mostly opposite this transfer to public service broadcasting. I don't expect they will impartial and optimistic about new establishment. So it's actually very typical process for all media transformation, and I would like to remind Professor Kleinstäuber about media systems, that they develop a natural capacity for self-preservation in transformation processes. And this exactly case we observe in Ukraine, because self-presentation is very strong. As I already told, international organizations really criticize Ukraine for new concept, because at this moment it's not really clear how it should work. And we need really discuss after this presentation what should be really done. And we expect that public service broadcasting will be really born in Ukraine, but at this moment I have serious fear that it will be almost dead on arrival. And it's really serious problem, because we don't really need this kind of public service broadcasting. People are fighting for many years, because if we have public service broadcasting, simply changing name of our channel one, it doesn't mean we change something in society. And this is a huge problem. And before I change to the last slide, I would like to present you my article about influence of censorship by money on freedom of speech in Ukraine, just published in the end of the last year in the British Journal. So if you are interested, read more about this issue. You can access this article online if your university allows this. If not, I can simply send you my copy. And we can stay in touch about this issue. And I hope that in Ukraine we will still have slightly different development as in Russia, but at this moment there are no guarantees that this new public service broadcasting channel will really benefit our society. If this channel will be controlled by the state, this is no real need of this channel at all. This is my point of view. So, thank you very much for your attention, and I hope we will be discuss many issues later during our conversation.